Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, here in this place today, we seek your face. For it is in seeking your face that we come to understand who we are as your children. We see reflected back in your eyes a delight, a twinkle, an uncommunicated word that just simply says, you're loved. Lord, there's some of us here this morning that really need to know that. We seek your face because in your countenance is mercy. And when we've turned away and when we go in our own way and we're sorrowful over what we've done or not done, in your face we find forgiveness. And there are some of us here who need forgiveness. We thank you for the gift that is ours. Help us to seek your face, for as we see into your eyes, we see reflected back the love you have for us, the mercy you have for us. And then there are those of us, Lord, who are trying to find their way. And we seek your face, and you point the way. Indeed, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we seek your face, and we come to understand that it is in Jesus that we see who you really are. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we can come to you just as we are with every petition of our heart. And some of our hearts are heavy. Some of our hearts are light. But all of our hearts joined together as one family. We are members one to another. And we're all your family together. And where one falls, we are there to lift that person up. And where one rejoices, we're there to rejoice with them. Help us to be the community that you desired for this world to have. And help us to witness to that for the rest of the world, of what it truly means to be a community, to give the gift of loving attention, to receive the gift of loving attention. Lord, it's your face we seek, and here in this place, help us to see it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today is Otis Harding Family Appreciation Day, and I'm going to say a few more words about that in just a moment. I'm going to invite Otis and Juanella and Tanya up. But before that, I want you to see a special little presentation that we've created to celebrate this day. And I truly believe as we watch this, we'll see a picture of the kingdom of God breaking into our midst, breaking into the midst of the people who live in the Southeast Raleigh community. And we are all a part of that. And thank you for what you do. And let's watch this.
Walk with me, Jesus, on this journey. Road is too rocky to make it alone. The darkest night, you need me tomorrow. Walk with me, Jesus, soon we'll be home. The darkest night, you lead me tomorrow. Walk with me, Jesus, soon we'll be home.
Susan's going to help make a presentation in just a moment. Thank you, Susan, for your participation in the Southeast Raleigh Mission. All of you have the opportunity to go to Southeast Raleigh with Otis and his family. Many of you have already been. Susan has participated. You've seen some of the pictures up here of many of us who have gone ourselves. At this time, I'd like to invite Otis and Juanella and Tanya to come up and to stand right over here in the light so you can see them. Stand up here on the stage in the light. Let's give them a little hand clap. Today, many of you have brought letters, and you may place them in the box on the information table, or there's a little box over here on the stage. We'll collect those letters and give them to Otis and his family afterwards. On behalf of all of us, however, this is the letter I'd like to read to them. Dear Otis, Juanella, and Tanya, greetings. On behalf of FUMC, Celebration, and all the many persons you have blessed through the Southeast Raleigh Mission, I thank you. Today is Otis Harding and Family Appreciation Day, and the celebration service We want to express our deep and abiding appreciation for who you are and for all that you do. The love of God and the love of neighbor has increased in our world today because of you. And we have some special presentations to make to you this time. And Susan, these are gifts to each of y'all. First of all, Otis, a card and a gift to you. Juanella, a card and a gift to you. And also Tanya. And then we have, many of you have brought the Walmart gift cards. These are simply $20 Walmart gift cards that Otis can hand out at any time when he sees an immediate need. I'll be saying a little bit more about what Otis and his family does in Southeast Raleigh, but so many times he sees immediate needs. And a $20 gift certificate can make a big difference in the life of someone who needs help. Otis, on behalf of all of us here, we thank you for letting us participate with you. And we have collected almost 100 Walmart gift cards for you to distribute. And we want to thank you for doing that. We're going to have our service shortened a little bit today, so you'll feel free to stay and have refreshments, talk with Otis, Juanella, and Tanya. And we certainly want all of you to have the opportunity to do that. You can talk with me or you can talk with Otis later on about how you can continue to participate in this ministry in Southeast Raleigh. Lots of good things are going on. If I could have the microphone right now, I'll just ask Otis if he'd just say a brief word about, what are some of the needs that you see and how are some of the ways you're able to help people because of what we do together as a church?
Amen. I just want to say thank you so much. This is very difficult for me. It's not easy to stand here in this capacity. But thank you so much, and we really felt the love of Christ in this congregation from the very first moment that we came here. So we thank God for you. The immediate needs is the blessings that you have already poured out upon this community. There's so many people, lives have been touched. And Keller knows that. So many people ask about her every day. So we just thank God for you and your support and your love. You're making a big difference. You're planting good seeds, and God will remember your good seeds, and they will prosper and become great. God bless you, and thank you. And I have to give credit to Pastor William Green. Without him, we would not be successful as we are in Southeast Rock. He has supported us from day one. He has done everything they possibly can. I remember the first time I seen him. I was sitting in a prison, and he came to the prison looking for me. And a white guy with a bald head, talking to me about something. But he left an impression on my life, and he's touched my life. I have never been the same because of the presence of him. You can make a difference in people's lives by just showing up and just offering sincerity of love and care. And you can touch many lives and change lives. My life was changed because of that. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jose.